Well, good morning, Facebook and YouTube. Not good morning, good afternoon. I'm usually saying good morning. This is an update for you. I missed my morning devotion this morning because I took my lovely wife out for breakfast. And so, and also, I wanted to make sure I got Adam Green from No More News some books out. I've sent out some books to Adam Green. I hope he'll read them. I sent him the book The Lies of Free Will. And I also have sent him God Does Not Love Everyone, But He Does Love His Elect from Everlasting to Everlasting. And I sent him the book Phillips versus the State of Missouri, as well as Poems for Edification, Volumes 1 through 4, in second edition. I sent those same books out to Stephen DeNoon and Rick Wiles of True News, and Stephen DeNoon of Israeli News. I hope these gentlemen will read these books. Once you really begin to understand the sovereignty of God, you look at things from a much more different perspective. And so I'm hoping that they will read these books that I sent out to them. Now, if it looks a little different in the background, I'm over in the camper today. by the way, this is where Brother Carl Roberts and Babs will be staying during the time they're up here. Yeah, they'll be staying in the big camper, and then Brother Mark Kennedy will be staying in the small camper. And, you know, it's comfortable. There's a full-size bed, and there's a refrigerator, a small refrigerator, a microwave oven, a sink, a lavatory, and a shower, and a stool. Everything you really need. We didn't go over our devotional this morning. And so I'm going to do that now, even though it's a little delayed, today being the 18th of May. As the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. John 5:26. Our Savior Jesus Christ hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to the light through the gospel. I am the resurrection and the life. Because I live, ye shall live also. We are made partakers of Christ, partakers of the Holy Ghost, partakers of the divine nature. John 11:25, John 14:19, Hebrews 3:14, Hebrews 6:4. Because I live, ye shall live also. The first Adam was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Hebrews 6:4. I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. 2 Peter 1:1-4 and 1 Corinthians 35:1-2. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come, who liveth forever and ever, the blessed and only potentate, the kings and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality. Revelation 4:8-9. Unto the King immortal be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. 1 Timothy 1:17. Well, I hope you all are having a good weekend this weekend. And I hope we're getting quite a bit of rain up here in Pineville, Missouri. There's been a lot of tornadoes in Oklahoma and in Kansas and in the surrounding areas. Tomorrow we will be having our worship service at 10 o'clock Central Time in the morning and 6 o'clock Central Time in the evening. And our plans is to be on Facebook and YouTube. It will also be placed on sermon audio as well as on TalkShoe. how long will the heathen rage and their people imagine a vain thing? They deny creation in 6 days and make man the authority and make God their puppet on the string. Just wait until God pours out his wrath and his mockers he pays. How long will they say it's okay to be gay? When God strongly forbids it in his word, they want to take down God's people who strongly convey and say this is an abomination, and God says you will pay. How long will they deny that God was his elect, has his elect? They say that his people, this would make you a robot if his own people he does select. But election is in his word, is exactly what Christ and his apostles taught. How long will they say that man has a free will? This is a denial that man is dead in sin. Wesley, Finney, and today others are teaching it still. They say man still has a spark of good in him. Yes, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The entire world seems to be going to hell, but be encouraged, child of God. He's still the sovereign king. And it won't be long until our journey is fulfilled. Well, I want to encourage all those who are having struggles in their life. One of the times when I give praise to God, my struggles seem to subside somewhat. We are told to give praise to our Lord and Savior. We should be forever grateful for his unmerited favor. Our praise should come forth in a variety of ways. The fruit of our lips should we sing every day. With gratitude and thanksgiving, we should him laud and bring endless praises to the one up above. For he's the only one worthy of our love and adoration, for he is the one who brought us eternal salvation. Both honor and praise we bring to our King, and we look forward in heaven when we will then sing. With the angels around his great throne, an anthem of glory will be that great song. God's works are marvelous and great to think upon. His mercy and his grace we can rely. Our eternal future is better than any past memory, the communion and fellowship with him in the great by and by. But our fellowship is sweet now, even though clouded by a world of sin. Just think how much more precious it will be with him then. Not having this battle between the spirit and the flesh and the devil, but in the new Jerusalem, never again having to contend with evil. And this is all made by God's mighty work of redemption, granting us forgiveness and giving us admission into the greatest paradise we could ever imagine. He says he's preparing for us a place in heaven. His preparations are perfect and without any taints of sin. Thinking on God's works from beginning to end is a marvelous exercise for those who are born again. Well, it's kind of lonely here this afternoon. Everybody's going about doing their daily tasks. But it's good to know that when there aren't a lot of people around, God is still there. And we don't need people to validate our experience. We're not the Holy Spirit validating our experience. Well, I want to encourage you all to tune in. Christ did not say it would be an easy road. He did not say there would be no suffering or pain. He did not say we would not be scoffed, ridiculed, and held in disdain. But Christ did say, I will never leave you or forsake you. He did say, come unto me and I will give you rest. He did say, underneath me are his everlasting arms. And he did say, I've loved you with an everlasting love. I'm thankful for the things he said. God's purposes are eternal in scope and decree. Yes, he chose me in past eternity. Before he created the earth, God gave me to Christ and decided to give me new birth. This eternal purpose by my eternal King secured new life he would to me bring. and that he would breathe into my dead soul new life was predetermined, his purpose controlled. This eternal purpose had nothing to do with free will or me. It was settled in heaven before creation in past eternity. The choices to give me eternal life was in God's eternal decree. What great comfort brings to my soul to know my Savior, my past, present, and future control. Well, the last one I'm going to read today is entitled, God Has His Remnant. God has always had his people since the creation of the world. His purpose was redemption for them. That was why he sent his son. Sometimes it's hard to find them. They are scattered here and there, but when you find a like-minded believer, it's an answer to our prayers. We all need fellowship with those of like faith to share one another's burdens and then to our Heavenly Father take. Let's build one another up and not tear one another down, for when we do this, our Heavenly Father frowns. But he smiles and is delighted when we walk in the love of Christ, and having true fellowship with other believers is awfully nice. That'd be this afternoon, and I look forward to seeing you again soon. God bless.